I heard a story that you typically will understand if you understand Afrikaans. It's this very Afrikaans farmer who's selling his donkeys, and a highly British person came over and said, "Well, sir, I choose that donkey." And then the Afrikaans farmer said, "But sir, he not look so good." And then the guy said, "No, that's the one that I want." And he came back a week later and he said, "But how could you sell me a blind donkey?" And the Afrikaans guy said, "But sir, I told you he not look so good." So if you don't understand that, basically there's this wordplay that could also mean he doesn't see very well. I think Jesus had something similar in mind when he spoke about your eye being like a lamp to your body. And then he said, if your eye is good, your whole body will be enlightened. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. I think the meaning of that scripture at least has to do with perspective. And I want to invite you for the next couple of minutes to consider the influence that your perspective has on your life. That perspective means the way that you view people or different situations. And I want to start with a question. What is your perspective about your God? What is your perspective, if you are a Christian, about Jesus Christ? Well, it was Easter recently, and for many people, that's their only perspective about Jesus, that he is the Savior of the world, and he went to the cross so that he could die for the sin of the world. Unfortunately, that perspective is very narrow. In the first instance, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. My perspective is that Jesus did not go to the cross for our sin in the first place. He went to the cross because he loved us in the first place and wanted to restore relationship with us. That's an example of how perspective can be critical in how we view the world. Well, there's something that's called the four-chapter gospel. And that means that most of the story of our God and of Jesus is that man fell in sin and God sent his Son so that he could restore us to him. That's the two-chapter gospel. My perspective about Jesus actually starts with creation. And it's confirmed in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is not our Savior in the first place. He's the Creator in the first place, because John chapter 1 says that everything that was created through Him. And then the Bible says that in Him was the light, and that light is the life of humanity. Light and life, both of them are forms of energy. Jesus, the Creator, the creating God, created us in His image and His likeness. And yes, then man fell in sin and Jesus became our Savior. But we also believe that Jesus is the one who restores. He's the ruler. He's the governor. My perspective about Jesus, if He's the ruler and the governor and the owner of everything that was created, that changes the way that I will interact with Him. I don't just interact with Him so that my sin can be addressed. I interact with Him as the source of life. He's a life-giving force in my life. Just that's one way that you will just see how important this question is. What is your perspective about your God? Let me ask you the same question in regards to how you see yourself. What is your perspective about yourself? My perspective is that we were created in the image and the likeness of God. And you know, for many of us who grew up in a church context, our perspective, our perception about humanity was so much focused on our sin that we do not understand that we were created in the image and likeness of a glorious God. The first story of humanity is a positive story. And yes, we make mistakes, but those can be addressed from the perspective that we have a Heavenly Father who determines our value, our potential, and our future. Maybe another example is that when my spirit became alive and God became a reality to me, I was about 13 years old, and as I studied the scriptures, I could relate to David in a very fresh way. Now, King David helped me with my perspective about a man. I remember at the age of 13 and 14, I loved music and I played instruments. I also loved sports. And culture at that point would say that a typical man is not somebody who loves the artistic side of life. But David helped me with my perspective. He was a warrior and he was also a musician. He was a leader and he was a king, but he had a soft heart for God. And that helped me with a well-rounded perspective about my manhood. Let's talk about relationships for a moment. I mean, if we talk about the one that you love, for instance, your perspective about your spouse changes everything and determines how you will interact with that person. If you see your spouse not as your equal, as an example, it will determine the way that you interact. But if you understand that we are equals and we have a unique role, we have a contribution that we can bring to each other, and together we truly are better, that will help you to relate to that person in a positive way. But if you constantly see the other person in competition with you, that will obviously continue to cause conflict. It's the same for the people that we work with, the people that relate to you. I mean, for so many instances in my own life as a leader, my perspective about a young upcoming person in our organization would determine my interaction with that person. You know, there's this one individual that I evaluated in a certain way, and some of my team would tell me that they see more potential in that person than I could see at that point. And obviously, because I did not see so much potential, I did not give so much attention to this person. They opened my eyes. They showed me a different perspective. And I discovered something that has surprised me in so many ways. I'm telling you that this question, how do you see the world? Jesus was absolutely right when he said, if your eye is right, your body will be enlightened. You will experience light and positivity, and you will actually address your life in the correct way. Maybe one other critical question is in regards to our problems. Now, let me just take you back to when you were in school. Do you remember the maths class? Do you remember doing being challenged and having to do maths problems, solving problems in a mathematical way? And I remember asking the question, how will this ever be relevant to the rest of my life? Now, now that I have the perspective of life that I have, I'm looking back to that class and I thank God for what happened in the maths class, because it taught me resilience. It taught me to look for the answer, because there is an answer. And that has become a recurring challenge in the rest of my life. So I celebrate the maths class in a new way because I have a new perspective of the value of that class. I've heard this statement once. Somebody said, your problem is not really your problem. Your perspective about your problem is your problem. It's absolutely true. Einstein said that we cannot solve our problems at the level of thinking that we were when they were created. What that means is that your perspective about your challenge is influenced by your current reality, by the knowledge that you have, by the way that you look at it. And all of us know that somebody sometimes from the outside, or maybe when we stand back a little, or even just take a little bit of time, we can find a better perspective about our problem. One of the things that I'm convinced of is that difficulty in life actually, in many instances, can become a massive blessing in your life. There's so many studies have been done that show that if life is too easy and things just come too easily for you, then you don't grow the kind of strength of character that will help you positively into your future. So I thank God for those simple words. Jesus said, if your eye is right, your body will be enlightened. And that's why I celebrate the people around me, because they very often help me with perspective. As a leader, that's probably the prayer that I think we need to pray the most. Heavenly Father, open our eyes to see everything, myself, my situation, my people, to see it through your eyes. Lord, help me to see my marriage through your eyes. Lord, help me to see my children through your eyes. Lord, help me to see my organization. Lord, help me to see my country through your eyes. That is such a critical prayer, and I hope that I stirred you enough today to begin to ask this question. I actually believe that it's important not just to ask the question, but to jot down, to put it on paper, put it in writing so that you can see what you think and what you believe. Because many times we cannot have the right perspective if it's only in our mind and in our brain. The moment that you put it on paper, you will immediately gain more perspective. Secondly, I think invite other people into your thinking and ask them for their thoughts. If you have a team that you function with, every decision that you make, allow your team to give their perspective, because we are truly better together. Well, let me end this with a word of prayer in this particular regard. Heavenly Father, thank you that through your Holy Spirit, you desire to give us insight and perspective, godly perspective. I pray for every person who's watching this, who's listening to this podcast. And may this be the start of a whole new life where every single day we pray this prayer. Lord, open my eyes so that I can see through your eyes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.